Hey, everybody. Welcome to Bad Comedy Podcast. My name is Bully Madison, and I'm here with Dylan Mahler, Dylan Internet, and Coin Shortage, Alex D.
Yeah.
What's up, folks? It's another beautiful day out in MAGA country. That's where Coin Shortage here is from. She was co-chair of the RNC, the Republican National Committee. Congrats on the win.
No, I didn't say that. Okay, congrats on winning the smallest dick competition in Michigan.
That never happened. It was actually it was the biggest dick competition in Michigan.
Okay, whatever. It's fine. All right.
So I was thinking about something. Well, I do have some bad news, but we can talk about that later. I was thinking about, isn't it, how gay is it being nice? being nice.
There's this trend going around.
Like, I accidentally was nice one time, and I was like, I shouldn't have been nice. Because then they started talking to me. they attempted suicide the night before, okay?
Oh, I hate when that happens.
And then I tried to say something reassuring the next day, because they made a whole video the next day. Oh. And then I messaged them, and then they just kept messaging me, and I was like, okay.
Was it private or public? Was it like a cry for help, or was it like a direct message?
It was a public cry for help, but privately messaged them, and then they started just messaging me a bunch, and then I was like, probably should just do it.
Yeah, you probably should have told them to do it.
I don't know.
I had a friend who literally did that in high school, and I'm not going to call them out, but yeah. happened, yeah.
But it was like, what did they say to someone that they knew was just like,
they kept going up to them and being like, I'm really sad. I really want to kill myself. Like, I really so want. Like, and then he was like, just sorry. Oh yeah, it's
just
a huge
fuck. Yeah.
He's like, just do it.
Is the girl who cried wolf?
Yeah.
It's like. Yeah. This is math class in high school. Like, yeah, you're trying to.
Yeah, you can't be a boy or a girl who cried wolf too much,
right?
Because then people aren't going to come when the wolf's actually there. You know, that's the old adage.
Mm-hmm. What?
Goldilocks.
The old adage that look at adage.
Little Red Riding.
It's a word.
No, wait. What does that
adage,
even mean? No,
math.
That phrase. No, the whole entire sentence.
The boy who cried wolf.
Yeah.
So it's a story about a
boy.
Well,
no, I understand.
Who always
that.
Says there's wolf, and then it turns out the whole time there wasn't a wolf every time, and then he did it all the time, and then one time there was a wolf. Adage. Yeah. What does adage
it's
mean?
Like the opposite of subtraction.
Guess.
I don't know.
Guess.
It's like a. Oh, it's like a.
Oh fuck you.
There's a magazine called Adage.
Adage.
What does it mean?
A proverb or short statement expressing a general truth.
There we go. Proverbs more than like adverbs because like they're like the professional version. Kind of like pronouns. I like pronouns more than nouns.
Yeah.
Because it's like the pro.
I'm
like,
more of a premium noun gal. Yeah.
It's like the upgraded version.
What are your proverbs?
A lot of pronouns these days, huh?
I was thinking we should rank like there all should the be worst one of, things. Like, what's the worst? Racism,
well,
sexism.
I mean, yeah. I think it's like black racism, and then you can go to like homophobia. Maybe
you can literally only talk about Italians.
yeah. So. You know how, Dylan, for a long time, I've been trying to get rid of synonyms in general in the full thesaurus.
Well, yes,
that's kind of part of my agenda.
Words, yeah,
it's part of my agenda, and I had a mandate to get this done, so now I have to. I'm deleting most words.
That goes on a lot of mandates.
Yeah.
Which words are you censoring?
Well, I'm just getting rid of words that we don't need. So I'm getting rid of all pronouns. It's just dude.
All right.
He's a dude. She's a dude. We're all dudes. Okay?
Yeah, I like that.
So that's easy right
we're
there.
Dudes, no.
Yeah.
Whatever you are, you're
dude. You can't express yourself.
Well, you can. You're just
no,
a
just,
dude.
Yeah.
Girls are dudes. Dudes are dudes. Everyone's a dude. You don't need to express yourself with a pronoun.
Right. So.
And then, because if everyone has the same one, then there's no reason to.
What if, what if, like, all right, keep going. Fuck it.
Because no matter what, you're dude.
All right, Slay.
So, and then I also want to get rid of some words like syncophant. That's one of my first to get rid of. Xenophobic. I don't know what that means. No one knows what that means.
You're afraid of immigrants.
No. And
that's what it means, right?
It's something. Yeah, it's like you're against like you're, people not in the
country. Technically means alien, like xeno, alien.
Yeah, let's just get rid of that word. It's dumb.
Xeno.
Let's get rid of the word.
What about
unprecedented? Let's get rid of the word novel.
I like that one.
Well, I'm not.
What's wrong?
Not like a book.
Like new.
Like the novel coronavirus.
Great book.
What's wrong with that? Not everything has to be novel. You can use pandemic.
You can use a different word. Mandate out the window.
Yeah.
You can go on a date with a man if you want, but it's not a mandate. It's a date. what else?
Boo.
What the heck?
Why not?
I think I had some more. I wrote them down.
There's so many sounds. Fuck. It's like, hold on, let me find the boo.
Got the choo-choo train good. Yeah, we
I told
need that
you it's
one.
Hard.
What did you pay for this app?
Quagmire. The word quagmire.
But not the
character.
He owns it now.
No, not the character. Okay. I'm talking about
when did you see the word quagmire?
I've been hearing it on the news a lot. People. That's how people explain the pullout from Afghanistan.
A quagmire.
Mm-hmm. A quagmire. Yeah.
Well, so that's kind of downplaying it.
Well, no.
Doesn't that help your case?
No, a quagmire means like a huge boondoggle, another word we need to get rid of.
Well, yeah.
It means just like a massive fuck up.
Yeah.
You're fired.
I like that.
We'll get rid of quagmire, boondoggle.
You're fired.
Boondoggle?
Yeah.
You're fired. You're fired.
I don't even know what that means, but I don't like that one.
That's what I'm going to say to all the synonyms, is you're fired.
So that's
what about like the simple ones, like hot, cold, big, small?
Those stay.
Okay, so the simple like five-letter words,
but
we'll
probably do little instead of small.
Yeah, anything three letters or less.
Little.
Yeah, but we don't need to have little, small, tiny, puny. It's pointless.
Mm-hmm. Okay, large, huge,
big,
huge. That's what they actually said at the Michigan dick contest about my dick.
Call back. That's a callback.
Yeah, folks, you ever heard of that?
I take stand-up comedy classes at chicagocomedy.com.
Chicagocomedy.com.
Have you seen those billboards? No, you haven't seen those like signs that are like randomly placed around about like
comedy Dan Cass's,
like
comedy Dan Cass's. What are you talking
about?
All
right,
that doesn't make it worse.
No, I think I have seen those.
Chicago comedy.
I don't know who they're. Are they run by Chris Piggins?
I kind of.
Why don't they do dot comedy?
Maybe, I'm not sure. I kind of want to check it out just to see who runs it, because it has to be someone affiliated with Lincoln Lodge.
That's
I'm not
some
sure.
Maybe.
I don't want to pay though.
It could be someone. They do stand up classes at Second City that don't teach you how to be funny.
I think it's funny to virtue signal on teaching classes, ripping people off. Like you're like, what's her name, Angie McMahon?
I want to hold a class like that.
Yeah. She's like, women are funny, and also they should give me money to teach them how to do stand-up.
And she also harasses the shit out of me, or she would, to get booked on shows.
Yeah, she messaged me her availability, and I don't book anything.
And guess what I did? Not respond.
She should have sent you an email.
I don't book girls. I just booked Dan Docimo.
I want Dan DeSimo to host everything.
I mean, if you get a non-binary person, that counts as like three things. So you can just have the rest all be other white males.
My favorite sound effects are...
Damn!
It is pretty funny. On the South Side show that Petey runs, he pretty much just books white males.
Yeah.
Damn.
But it's too far for the girls. The girls like, it's so far. I gotta get put my makeup on.
Wait, which fucking show?
And then I have to rollerblade there. It's the show on the South Side.
It doesn't apply.
The Riddles? The Riddles?
No, it's at a bar.
I love
it's a bar show. So he can't get girls to do the show because they're like, I got, it's too far. I gotta.
I'll do it for money.
I gotta put my makeup on and rollerblade there.
Cha-ching.
Because don't girls roll.
That's what, yeah, every girl rollerblades and fucking wears makeup.
That's what I thought. They do look. And they just listen to Blondie. They're like,
yeah.
Their shoulders is exposed.
They're like, they're like, shit, I can't drink beer. I gotta drink this White Claw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and vodka.
Yeah.
They're like, I love vodka. That's, yeah. that's my impression of a girl.
I just want to have fun. I'm a girl.
Who wants to do vodka shots? I got a vodka water. Can I get a vodka water lime?
Oh, man, a vodka water with lime. That's way too many calories. What the fuck?
That's what all the bitches wanted in college.
Oh, ooh. What do people... Yeah, now we're all just sober.
No, well,
we're all lame.
I'm not sober. I hate being sober.
Why? You want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Do you want to?
Well, I'm sad. Cause
sometimes we like to
one of my best friends died today, Chris Griva.
Let's grieve.
Rest in power.
You don't even fucking know him. No, he was a good friend. And
let's grieve.
When...
Oh, nice.
I got a call.
You're a real griever.
I mean, I'm...
What about Chris Morna?
Nice.
I honestly don't know why you're joking about this.
Okay.
My friend died, and I just wanted to let you guys
Can
know.
Can I see a photo of him?
My friend, the Crusher, he let me know that Chris Griva died in his sleep. It was somehow hot dog related. Either
did he have his pants down too?
No, so he either choked on that. So I think what happened was
you'd probably get a picture of that. If
he was eating. He was eating a bunch of hot dogs because he normally does that. And then I think that he was choking, but everyone assumed he was having a heart attack because he's fat. And then he died from choking is kind of what I gathered. But
can you AI generate that?
But I called Chris Griva and he said he that's not how he died. So
how did he die? Oh my, yeah. Did you see the news about the chainsaw?
No.
The guy, the fucking chainsaw?
What happened?
He got shot. He was at like a nursery. It was like, I think it was like literally an old guy too. Like, it was like one of the people at the fucking hospice, like nursing home thing. Yeah. And then the cops like just shot him and that was it. But like,
a chainsaw.
He like wielded a fucking chainsaw.
Should just be a chair down.
It's okay.
You're in her frame. Like,
it's like a dirty angle.
I'm too tall.
I'm in film school.
He moved his seat up to be cool. Yeah, I'm all the
it's
way.
It's like over the shoulder.
That's better. Nice.
It's a negotiation tactic.
Fibonacci sequence.
I love
negotiation.
Because it's self-referential and continuous. It's a
Can I see a picture of Chris Grease?
I don't know why you're making fun of my dead fat friend.
Dude!
With his pants on.
Do you know what my reaction was once I heard that Chris Griva died from the Crusher?
He like literally didn't die though.
You know what? Well,
I don't know him.
There was a post that he died and people were saying rest in peace Chris Griva. So when I heard
Can you call him?
No, he's dead. He's not going to pick up. How would you call a dead guy?
Just listen to his voicemail. You can hear his voice one more time.
All right. So the first thing I thought was, fuck, where am I going to stay when I perform in Pittsburgh?
Uh-huh. Because it's how does this affect like, your life?
And I was like, how am I going to, I'm not going to be able to get booked out there as easily.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I.
What can happen to your world tours?
Yeah. That was what I thought of the most.
You better hope Petey's okay.
Yeah. I got to check on Petey. Or else I'm out of places to get booked.
Starting from scratch.
Yep.
But yeah.
I got what? Oh, shit. I got the Comedy Bar and PD and Pittsburgh. Those are the three places I got.
Where the fuck is PD?
PD. PD Rodriguez. It's a guy.
Oh.
PD, though, Chicago.
He's that show on the South Side that girls won't rollerblade to.
Oh. Whew.
Yeah.
It's all connected.
Do you ever roller skate?
And why is the answer yes?
Yeah.
Nice.
I did. Bitch. I was going through it, and it was like a discounted sale on these beautiful roller skates, and I'm like, dang, I really just should try this, and then
like
I did.
Like the wheels, like in a square.
Yeah, and then every time I would like, I tried it on the 606, it just, I would fucking eat cement.
Bust your shit.
I bust my shit, and I was like, okay, you know what? This would be funny if I made a video of me busting my shit. But then I was too afraid to fall, like on purpose.
Uh-oh.
I'm such a fucking coward.
Because a lot of experience.
One time I did a bunch of ketamine with the Albers's and Brandon, and we walked.
This is a joke.
No.
Oh man.
And we walked on the 606, and we thought it was like like Jurassic Park, like a jungle. It was in the summer. Yeah, and yeah. We walked for like 100 miles, I think.
That's what rainforest.
And this is like at 5 a.m. and like people were like biking to work.
Holy fuck! Did you scare them?
We were just walking around tweaking. probably, yeah. They probably thought we were zombies.
I'm tweaking out, man.
Yeah,
I don't know. I've never done ketamine. That's like the one drug I probably will never do.
All it is the opposite of cocaine.
I actually need a ketamine.
Sounds miserable.
Plug. I saw an advertisement for if you've been affected by P. Diddy, if he did anything to you, and so I need some ketamine to try to unlock if I've repressed any memories.
Yeah,
I think yeah.
As a child star, maybe.
I think you might have been a victim. I saw that lawsuit too, and I thought about just pretending that I was a victim just so that I could get some money. You know, people do that all the time.
No, there's some good class action lawsuits.
They check out your profile.
Yeah,
and they're like, "Dang, I don't think P. Diddy would like fuck with you."
I was pretty offended when I saw the Audible.
I think you're lying.
He graped me.
There's some.
This is, we were at the Diddy party.
That's not funny.
Maybe it is funny.
No, it's not.
He said,
maybe it's funny because it's awful.
Hey, what's up, Mac? You want to try this dream?
In comedy,
he
okay.
said it's not gonna knock you out, and I said okay. It knocked me out, and I woke up, and I got grapes. I was covered in lube. My whole body's covered
look
in
like
lube.
Me right now. I just got great.
Yeah, and then I tried to walk out of this house, but my feet were covered in lube, and I slipped. I slipped and just like flew up like a cartoon and landed on my back, and I was like, "What the heck?"
What, did you slip on a banana or something?
And I was super slow. No, because there was lube on my feet.
Oh, okay.
And then I just kept like falling and sliding everywhere because there was lube everywhere.
Such a klutz.
Oh.
Yeah, but now I'm gonna press charges.
So there was not a banana.
No, it was just
I wouldn't say that.
There was a banana, I think, involved for while I was knocked out.
This is the potassium. You ever seen Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
I think I got Gilbert grapes.
And it's like, who's eating Gilbert grape? Turns out it was Puff Daddy.
I got Adam Gilbert grape.
Oh my God, what movie were you watching? Yeah. I want to know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not Leo's
like
best
Adam.
Work.
What's your favorite P. Diddy song?
Adam Gilbert.
Probably, Ain't Nobody Gonna Hold Me Down or whatever. Something
like
that.
I like
it's like, whoa, what are you talking about? Holding people down.
I like More Money, More Problems.
True that.
You know what that song is about? It's about yours? Like when you have all these blackmail tapes of you Gilbert Graping men.
He's like, yeah.
Those are the problems. What about you?
I don't
know. Every breath I take.
I'll be missing you.
I'll be watching.
So what?
All of the songs are just, they're not even, they're just the original song and then other people rapping over it. And he's like the kingpin of
Does he have any songs where it's just him? I feel like.
He has like albums, but then none of the songs are ever.
Just him, yeah. Because he has that one song, Last Night, couldn't even get an answer. But then there's a girl in it.
Mm-hmm.
He changed it from P. Diddy to Diddy.
Yeah, I think his name changes looking
Puff
back.
Daddy before that.
My theory is that there's a reason he's changing them, like related to all the darkness. Because there was like some guy that basically, I think, kind of graped him. There was this like record producer that he basically was graped by.
Wait,
and then
the West
he started
Coast?
Graping
Wait,
everyone.
The West Coast one? Are you talking about Suge Knight?
No. It was like this old guy that P. Diddy hung out with, and I think that that guy did what he's doing to other people.
There's a big conspiracy that...
It's like an MLM.
Like basically, yeah.
Wow.
There's a big conspiracy...
Sleep your way to the top.
That, yikes. That Suge Knight and P. Diddy had Tupac and Biggie both killed.
Yeah, I think he'd not even a conspiracy anymore. He definitely paid a guy $1 million.
Who? Did he?
Yeah, like he said.
Did
like,
he? Did he? Did he?
P. Did
P. Diddy do that? So... Isn't how gay is it being nice? I want to go back to that.
I mean,
do you know any? I mean, sometimes these gay guys.
If someone's
can be
like,
it's on a spectrum, like being gay.
Okay, how is it? How gay is it if you're a straight guy being nice?
Okay.
This is like
what if someone's being super
autism
nice?
Thing?
Like,
it's a vaccine.
I think if you're a mean gay person, you're generally kind, and if you're a mean straight person. You're generally a mean straight person.
Well, I don't mean mean. It doesn't have to be two polar sides. Just being nice.
No, it's like a graph, though. I'm pretty sure.
There's like a spectrum of nice and mean.
Yeah, and there's a difference between being kind and nice. That's like the big thing. Everyone's like, "Ooh, I'm kind, but I'm not nice." Like nice is like
kind might be gayer, to be honest.
I do. Yeah, it's kind gentle. Like. Kind regards, like when people say that shit to me, yeah. I'm like, they're so.
I'm like, shut your damn mouth.
Yeah.
Damon Howard signs sincerely.
Have a blessed day.
To me.
Yeah.
Have a blessed day. Yeah. Okay.
Bless these nuts.
Have a blessed day.
Why did I say that? But no, like, yeah, it's just, it is gay, but gay is okay. And
no,
I think.
That's why they expelled Lucifer from heaven, is because he was gay. He went to hell.
No, he was pansexual.
He was pansexual. He fucked pans?
He slimed God that one day.
Oh, that's why. He slimed God. I forgot
about
that.
Oh, my God. That joke's like 10 years old.
Well, I was watching a little bit too much
Nickelodeon. Not even, it's like not even.
He was from
it's actually is older than the universe.
It's actually new to our listeners. Because that was
novel.
Just via group chat. So you got to pretend like the group chat's never happened. So we can say jokes like we just came up with them.
Chaos.
What about?
We need to get rid of kind or nice.
Yeah, so Lucifer.
Too similar.
So it was a two-strike rule. They haven't had
kind. Okay.
So what happened was Lucifer is gay and God didn't like that. And then Lucifer, as a prank, slimed God, Nickelodeon style, and God was pissed. He didn't have a big sense of humor, sent him down to hell, and then he became Satan and ran hell.
So it turns out, he's just a cool guy now.
What chapter is that?
I think that's Proverbs 2:49 Delta Foxtrot.
Oh, man. I've never been to Foxtrot.
What?
I think Lucifer fucking was the reason why I shut down.
I've never seen a Foxtrot.
Yeah,
it's that's a really gay store name you want to talk about.
Foxtrot.
Let me just trot to Foxtrot.
I'm going to trot my way there. No, what about
Foxtrot?
Oh, there's another great word. It's kind of like trotting. It's a.
I would rollerblade fucking.
What would you call it if you're like running around like this and just like jumping and.
Skipping?
Galloping.
Not galloping. Prancing around.
Oh.
Prancing.
Prancer.
Wow.
That's what I've been doing all day. I'm a little tired. I was prancing around Humboldt Park.
Mm-hmm.
I got threatened.
You got humbled?
Yeah. I did. A bunch of people threatened to kill me for being super lame.
Yeah. No, I mean, I feel like Humboldt Park, it's really, there's no in between. They're either like the most hipstery fucking person from like a wealthy ass vagina, or you're like stuck there because your family can't move.
Yeah, that's more. Logan Square is a little more hipster. Here it's like either completely hood or completely.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
More yuppie than hipster. So more like this neighborhood skipped the hipster phase because normally the hipsters come in to the bad neighborhoods to be ironic.
Yeah.
And then they. Are the foundation for gentrification, like me. Like, I'm a gentrifier. I colonized this area.
Bummer.
But, I mean, and I did it without even the hipsters leading the way for me. They led the way in Logan Square and Wicker Park, too, actually. So
Wicker Park was always pretty nice,
What they
though.
Do is they're hipsters are kind of the pilgrims of, so they're actually the worst because most of the time, gentrification wouldn't happen if it weren't for hipsters landing there first.
It's just, I don't know.
So it's like the pilgrims landing on America.
Every time,
And then the gentrification is the British Empire that comes after.
Yeah.
And they kill all the Native Americans.
No.
Who are your ancestors?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
I got to call them.
You're Polish.
They're colonizer. Apparently, this is, my dad's fucking nuts, though.
Everybody was colonizers at some point.
Especially.
Not me.
We were all probably, our ancestors were all slaves at some point, too.
Well, we're all wearing chains, right?
There used to be mostly
slaves. I guess
slaves.
We're still wearing chains, huh? We were all slaves at one point.
I'm more like a scavenger than a colonizer.
You're a scavenger.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of of a nomad, IMO.
Nomad.
Yeah, all these numbers and symbols is identified to me. Doesn't actually match who I am. And it's like the government telling me that this is my social security. Sure, it's 43812.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's the
fuck you, right?
That's what the vaccine makes you do.
We told you
about the side effects.
I can't stop getting the booster.
It makes you say
I'm obsessed.
It makes you say your social security.
Moderna, dude, I love Moderna so much. Give me more of that Derna.
I keep taking them. I'm just like,
it's
fix
so modern.
Me.
Yeah,
literally.
I love how postmodern.
It feels
it
so
is.
Great. Like, have you ever played one of those like video?
Operation.
Yeah. Sorry, wait. That's second booster.
I played the booster.
No, it's because I'm high on this cart.
No, I know you're talking about.
Definitely has fentanyl
too,
or something
right?
in it. Yeah. Anyways, but no, like Dave and Buster's.
Yeah.
what the fuck do you want from me?
I knew. Awesome. I know Dave. I never met Buster.
Yeah, you have.
What about Dave and Booster?
He's in the back.
Dave and Booster shop.
You gotta pay a little extra.
Yeah,
fucking heal me already.
For some busting.
I love Pfizer too. That's a good amazing company.
Pfizer just felt way too uppity for me. It was like Pfizer. It's like fuck. Shut up. Fuck you. Moderna was like Moderna. Like
Moderna. No, Moderna's a fancy sounding Moderna.
No. Pfizer's like Pfizer. Like
yeah,
that's like
Nazi
chill.
Virus.
Chill the fuck.
Pfizer.
Yeah.
Come get your shot.
I'm going to the bathroom.
So yeah, I was playing with my cats the other day. I was having them practice hailing.
Yeah.
It was
nice.
It's pretty cute. They're a little too good at it. That happens, though.
Yeah, little Kittlers.
Little Kittlers. little baby.
Hey, Kittler. I miss Josie. I want to get that dog back.
Josie never would hail, right?
Josie would hail sometimes, yeah, for sure.
When there's bad weather, she would hail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you get a little bit more racist when you experience bad weather.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what I think of like a rainy day thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just get a little bit more intolerant.
Yeah, in your head, yeah.
Because you're just kind of upset about
what
the weather.
What I do is, like, I don't
translate it to some group of people.
Exactly. I mean, I never get depressed because instead of that, I translate it into like extremist anger and hate, you know?
Yeah.
And that's kind of like a good way to kind of channel your stress and depression is turn it into like really terrible hate.
That makes a lot of sense and it resonates with me, I think.
Yeah.
It's kind of like exploiting. Outsourcing kind of.
Exactly.
It's like the 4-hour work week.
Yeah, pretty much. It's kind of like UBI. What universal basic income.
UBI.
UBI.
UBI sexual.
Are you me? UBI?
Always be buying.
Yeah. ABB.
I was thinking one time about how sales tactics, people buy a story. You know, they buy, they like the salesperson.
Yeah.
So in a way, people buy people.
They do.
And they do.
Yeah.
So imagine being a salesman, you're trying to sell a kid.
Yeah.
Easy sell.
Yeah.
My sales skills, I could sell kids.
Yeah.
Easily.
I mean, if you're an adoption agent.
The only thing stopping me is I need the kids.
Yeah. That is funny that we still sell people.
Because adoption is...
You sell yourself. Uh-huh.
You could sell your organs. You can do that. But you can also...
Yeah.
If you're a woman, you can be an incubator.
The best thing about being an organ donor, is when, they declare you brain dead, but you're really not. But they still, take you away and put you down as they can get the organs.
Or in my case, they're just like, no, you can't sell... We don't want your brain.
Yeah, for me, they're like... Yeah, those lungs are toast.
Use it for science.
Yeah, use it to see how someone's lungs get this bad.
Use it to scare kids. Tell them this.
You put that picture on packs of cigarettes.
Yeah. This is what your lungs will look like if you don't smoke.
This is what your looks will lung like.
Nice. Nathan Lund.
Yeah.
How about
that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you ever...
Yes. Sorry. That was the sound of Alex sitting down.
Would you ever
sick.
Would you ever donate a kidney to someone?
Hell no.
Me neither.
Not even one?
Hell no. Maybe if I was trying to have them literally me be inside of them. Uh-huh. You know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm. So you have to have sex with them while the transplant's going on?
No, but if I'm really into them, I would give them a kidney.
If one of my cats needed a kidney, I would give them one.
I actually...
They can have mine. Dylan, that won't work.
Mm-hmm.
Give them two. That's not... No, because you're human.
What's wrong
four.
With your cat?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck me, I guess.
Just saying, if they needed my kidney, I would give them one.
Wait, what's your cat's name?
I have two, so the black one is Sabbath, Black Sabbath, and orange one is Floyd, Orange Floyd.
That's good.
Not Garfield?
No.
Why not Garfield?
There's not a movement about Garfield.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you trying to say?
Orange Lives Matter.
Remember the Orange Floyd movement? The big the big Orange Floyd movement back in,
It hit me like a ton of bricks one day. Mm-hmm. I'd already named the black ones. Sabbath, and then I remembered the Orange Floyd thing.
You should have named him like Dante or Devante.
I had no choice in the matter.
Yeah.
Name him what? Dante's Inferno. How about that?
Nothing else matters.
You believe in volcanoes.
I like volcanoes.
That's awesome.
Do you like volcanoes?
More of a geyser type of gal.
Geyser.
More of a geyser.
The Pfizer gal.
That's what Pfizer was named it for, I was going to say. have you been to Yellowstone?
No. This jacket, it's giving Pfizer.
Really? It's from fucking...
Uh-oh. Alex is
Let
making
me say
money
five.
Off Pfizer.
Just a sentence. Let me just say a fucking sentence,
dude. It won't
stop.
Okay, there it is.
Thank you.
Her whole Acorn account is in Pfizer.
Oh.
Go ahead. Tell us.
Oh, I noticed the ladybug shirt. Why not a male bug?
Yeah. You feminist?
I bought this at New York, and it was, way too expensive. And it was called... And it's from Only New York.
At a store called New York?
Yeah. It's called Only New York in New York. And I was in New York.
Oh, it's in New York.
Yeah, cool. It was like 2 years ago.
A lot of listeners don't know, but this is our New York studio. Our New York City studio.
I love New York.
Yeah, unique New York.
Great show.
And folks, if you're a first-time listener, you got to keep listening. And if you're a multi-time listener, then join patreon.com/badcomedy.
And I just want to apologize.
That's where the better episodes are.
Oh, my God.
If you're a first-time listener, then this is the first day of the rest of your life. And
are you apologizing because of an ad or what?
Rad. I call them a rad.
I would always ruin the ads because I'm so punk rock and I don't sell out. And then I realized maybe I shouldn't ruin the ads because it pissed Mac off.
Yeah, when you ruin the ads, when you ruin the ads, I'm like...
We're just trying to make a little bit of money.
No, we just want to make the army larger of baddies.
Yeah.
Do you so now you're part of a network where if hell breaks loose, which I think it's probably going to break loose.
Yeah, we have an army, so you have an army.
Nice.
Yeah.
So
we got our gun guy coming over later, so.
Yeah, so baddies, you have to protect coin shortage now.
Mm-hmm. At all costs. Take bullets for her.
Yeah, they take bullets for us.
Even if there aren't any. find a guy and then dive in front of that bullet.
Yeah. Yeah, stand up for us.
Dude, babies. I'm going to fucking bomb this place.
Yes, yeah. That's the energy. That's so, you look so cool. Talking about bombing this place.
Yeah, you've already been kind of bombing all day on this place.
Oh, she's like the Unabomber. Everyone hates that pun.
You know,
it's just too overdone.
What about the Unabomber?
Like every brown comic.
More like Unibrower.
I feel like I'm bombing right now.
Unibrow.
What about Unibrows?
The Unibrower.
Unibrows.
Yes.
Ted Kaczynski, more like... Ted, bad at
Ted Krasinski, crappy.
Bad at hiding.
Like Ted Krasinski because he's crappy. Oh, Ted Krasinski. What about
the unibrow or Tina's costume? She had a unibrow on Halloween. I didn't even notice.
Who's that Oklahoma City bomber that got framed for doing it? Didn't really do it.
It was
Bill Clinton.
Yeah, I was. Thinking
thanks.
I don't know.
Hive mind, she's becoming a bee.
Hive minds think alike. That's what we always say.
Is that?
It's kind of it's kind of profound.
Man,
it's novel.
One of our proverbs.
It's pretty novel in my opinion.
That's
I have a fear of bees. Did you know that?
We talked about that. Yeah.
We did.
I talked about how.
Oh man, I was really drunk then.
I talked about how your fear of bees was not. It was unfounded, and mine made more sense because I got attacked by a hive of bees.
And I stuck my glove in a baseball mitt as a child, and there was a bee.
Oh my, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, you guys are.
He also had his sister in the head of the baseball bat. A metal baseball bat.
Why? Because
she's pissing me off that day. And yeah, she's okay.
He was like, I want her to be like me.
She bullied me hard.
Sorry, folks. I dropped the
soundboard. What's your ACT score?
36.
Mine was 25.
All right.
One attempt. What was yours?
Not saying.
Oh, it's because it was more.
It was so high.
You don't want to make us feel bad.
Yeah.
I got a 36.
You got a 36?
Yeah.
Okay. And what college
did
you go to?
That was on the IQ.
I went to what?
That was on the IQ
test.
No,
that was on the ACT. I went to Stanford.
Stanford?
I always like to bring up the IQ test.
What did you study?
Mac both took the
I thought it was a, I thought it was a car college. I thought it was standing for Ford. Mm-hmm. And then so I dropped out and went to Harvard.
You know, fucking hate when that happens.
Yeah, so I went to Harvard and then it was pretty hard. So then I went to University of Iowa instead. I went to a lot of colleges, but I have my master's in, you know, farming and business and like all sorts of things. Like racing,
agriculture,
most sciences, like physics.
I always really wanted to grow weed.
Medical law.
Yeah, medical law, political science, political law,
poli-sci.
Yeah, we call it poli-sci. We used to always call it poli-sci for short. It was kind of cool. It was like a little inside joke we all had.
Poli-science
major.
It's just easier to say.
Yeah, but how did you hear about the little inside joke we all had in poli-science major?
I was eavesdropping. I thought that I was in art school. I had a classic mix-up.
Turned out it was poli-sci. Yeah. It was probably a poli-sci-op. They're probably doing multiple
probably
psy-ops on you.
A lot of psy-ops.
A bunch of psy-ops at once.
A lot of experiments.
Yeah, school's really fucked up if you really think about it.
Yeah.
It's like they brainwash you.
I got a conservative arts degree.
They have selective information.
Oh,
nice!
I got a
conservative arts.
Yeah,
I got a degree in weaving. Just
like painting Donald Trump as a class.
Yeah, it's like knitting American flags,
gun safety.
It's like basically Hobby Lobby.
No. It's also, you shoot guns.
Well, it's not a hobby. It's a lifestyle.
I really like Hobby Lobby, but walking in there is like...
Well, I learned a lot about building because we practice building walls and stuff like that. And we also learned how to... they teach you a different type of writing where you do like all caps in certain areas of emphasis for tweeting, you know. And then also we learned how to
It's Xing now, right?
We learned how to I think they still call it tweeting. I don't know.
No, it's Xing because the liberals would use Twitter.
Sexing.
So no, it's Xing.
It's sexing. And
I'm like a bird.
Something about building walls in Twitter.
Oh,
that's not Twitter anymore.
So we learned how to tweet in a threatening way or a mean way.
Do you use 4chan?
I use 5chan because I'm level 5.
Aww.
Yeah, no, I've never been on 4chan or 8chan.
I've only been on the second one. Yeah, that one was kind of.
Never seen someone with a 5.
I could never really get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Tumblr, I couldn't really use Tumblr.
Pinterest. I lost Pinterest.
Nice.
I lost the app.
I love Pinterest. I find so many graphs on there.
I did too, but I lost it. I lost Pinterest. I don't know where the app went.
What kind of
it
graph?
Was on my home.
It's kind of like made for like 30-year-old like moms who have nothing better to do other than like craft.
And the best products are
pretty much
and
me.
I'm just like, and I'm, wait, really?
Yeah, I'm 31.
What are you crafting?
I do epoxy.
He's obsessed with epoxying.
Oh my
he
god!
Cut his teeth
epoxy?
On epoxy.
Yeah, I epoxied this table.
He chipped his tooth. He epoxied
That's
this
so
table.
Gay. I
he
love
epoxied.
That. That's awesome.
Wait, what was that for? What
you gay? You epoxied this?
Yes.
Wait, did you like?
Hold on.
No, wait.
You say that's so
beep,
gay.
Beep,
that's
but no, that's like beautiful.
Beep beep.
You wait. Did you chop this dollar up?
Well, it was really expensive, so I had to go to the mint.
Uh-huh.
And I had to pay, it was somewhere around $50 million for that.
Like this huge dollar bill?
$100 bill.
Yeah, you know.
Series 2006?
That's worth its weight.
I like how it's like
it's worth its weight in gold, and it's really heavy. The table.
You went to UPS, and you were like, can you print out a huge dollar bill? I'm going to put it in a table.
You know why that's not true? Because I didn't go to UPS, and it's also not a dollar bill.
No, it's 100.
So yeah, you said a dollar bill. Yeah, that is girl math. Yeah.
Gross, dude.
Oh, whatever.
Your landlord's like, how much is rent? And they're like, $800 a month. And you're like, okay. And you give them $8 at the end of the month.
Well, they just
because you think a dollar and $100 is the same thing.
Okay, I do.
They're both dollar bill.
I do that a lot. Yeah. I do that a lot. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not even fucking joking. I'm like, shit, I gotta do the dishes. I only have one dish, and it's like
it takes.
and then I'm like, oh, I can't get through my kitchen.
Girls are supposed to be good at like the dishes.
I know, and I'm just useless. Like, I don't even know how to really. I don't know how to do like a sandwich. How do you do a sandwich? Uh-huh. What even is a sandwich?
I don't. I think I.
I've heard it before. I've heard it like getting yelled at me.
But
sandwich.
Dando Sima yelled about sandwiches on Instagram. He was talking about
what's their joke?
That's something about the Earl of Sandwich was the first guy. Mm-hmm. Who invented the sandwich?
How about Lil Bill?
Wait, great I'm gonna show. Watch the reel right now.
No, okay.
Should
but
I?
The end of Simo looks like non-binary Mozart a little bit, like a young non-binary Mozart a little bit.
Uh-huh. Fucking badass.
Yeah, badass dude. He's got a fucking sick.
In front of his
wait,
face
is it a
kind
is
of
it?
Their face?
It's like him just talking. Like my friend I got a sandwich, and he's like, I got a sandwich.
It's like the Earl sandwich.
He's like,
they talk about religion a lot.
He's like, I'm gay. If you don't like sandwiches, you're gay.
Fire religion jokes, but then I heard that in Wisconsin, if you're talking about that,
talking shit about religion,
people that's the thing that they just
or the Bible
do not accept.
Yeah, dude. People like God.
Do not talk about my God like that.
Yeah.
God is an awesome
I'm just watching
God.
Dan Dosimo's reels on this podcast. I'm like, well, gosh, they're so funny.
You know what? Sometimes we like to put our own reels up and have the guests just watch them.
Yeah, we did that one episode. It's pretty sweet.
It's like, check this one's
we
funny.
Just watched my reels.
Oh my gosh. I want a GoPro like an open mic this week. I might do that.
Accident one time. I had my phone in my pocket like filming, but just to record the sound, and it was like, it looked really cool. But then I was like, these people aren't agreeing to be on camera right now.
I secretly wear a GoPro at AA meetings.
Oh.
Just kind of like, because I want to make a documentary about all these people's stories. I'm not going to tell them about it, and then I'm going to, you know, put it out.
Yeah,
I'll put their names in the credits so everyone knows who it is.
Yeah.
Because I want them to get the credit they deserve for all their stories from AA.
Literally.
Let the lessons carry on. Gift that keeps on giving, AA.
No, like, fucking, that's what America's all about.
Yeah, I'll
like
put their name, their address,
the freedom
for
them to express themselves.
Yeah,
and then I'll put together, you know, maybe like a crime task force too, if they confessed any crimes in AA, you know.
Yeah.
Because
you gotta hold the registry.
You gotta hold them accountable too. You know, like you can give them their 5 minutes of fame in my movie, but then you gotta hold them accountable for their anonymous secrets that I'm releasing.
Yeah, put their date of birth, their credit card info.
Yeah, social. Yeah, or if
I fucking love credit cards, or
call them out if they don't have a social. You know, if they're an illegal immigrant.
We love credit cards.
There they go. We love credit cards.
I love credit cards. I love being owing credit.
Being in credit card debt is great.
Oh my god! It's just something like this. I have a Discover.
Mm-hmm. Is it the it?
Yeah.
That's what I call most people that say they're non-binary. I always forget the day, so I call them it.
There are some it-its.
It-it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that...
that never sounds like
it. Pretty sure we talked about earlier that all pronouns are going away, so everyone's dude.
I like how everyone...
Yeah.
Like, if they're non-binary, I don't want to be labeled as either one, but then we're like, all right, you're this one.
I think Dan is cool with dude. Because girls call each other dudes sometimes and stuff.
I think Dan is cool with dude,
but not like bro or man.
But only because Dan says like stuff rules.
I say, what's up, brohan, man, dude?
They're like,
you're
yeah,
so masculine.
Yeah, just shove them in the box.
I say, you're the man, Dosimo.
Get in the box.
I mean, their name is very like they need a cigar.
Yeah, it should be like. Daniel,
at least.
Danielle.
Daniel's kind of non-binary.
Daniel with two L's but no E at the end. How about that?
Yeah.
Danny with an
Daniel
I.
Daniel Star.
Yeah, Daniel. Daniel
Star.
Day-Lewis.
Sound like Patrick Star.
Daniel.
Dom Daniel. Oh my god, if he was European.
But you got the white, you're wearing white shoes, Daniel. Is that what the video was?
Dom Daniel. Dom.
Am I gonna be like this forever? No. Probably change my mind.
what are those?
You ever like just sit there and just kinda think about stuff?
Yeah, sometimes I'd be thinking. Yeah, sometimes.
I be thinking sometimes.
No, I gotta put a fucking YouTube, I gotta watch something 24/7. I gotta watch, someone, talking to my ear and being like, the latest Joker 2 movie is, along those lines, yeah.
What I like to do is watch, a short, reel or a video on X, saying an opinion, and then I just respond to the phone and with
and
my
then
opinion.
You copy exactly what it says.
No, I just say... I give my argument to the phone. I talk to my phone. I say, actually, I think this.
Yeah. Dude, you know. My dad.
You ever do that?
No. He had Rumble, though. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Also,
Rumble.
Your dad
Rumble?
Appreciates Rumble. Free speech.
Rumble Stiltskin?
No.
Rumble.
Rumble Stiltskin.
Rumble. It's like an app. I don't even know if it exists anymore, but it's like an app where you literally just pick a topic to debate about, and it's all conservative people, so they're like, I agree. And the whole point is that you're supposed to be bumping heads. And it's just they basically just gathered all these fucking people who are basically like my dad, who are like, man, I just gotta rant about immigrants somewhere. And it just became basically X.
Yeah. Well, X is actually half and half now.
Yeah.
It is.
No. I don't really. I don't know. I like Twitter. I think I just showed up way too late to the game.
Well, I think what you did is you were watching all of the conservative stuff, so the algorithm is sending you conservative stuff. So it looks like, I mean,
no,
obviously
that conservative art.
No, I think I literally just have like fucking 35 followers on there because I like started it like,
I mean, it's gonna leak
2 years ago, and then I just gave up. I was like, I don't get up.
I mean, you're the co-chair of the RNC, so I'm sure you do have some like right-leaning beliefs.
Yeah, I feed him really well. What do you want me to say? I don't know. I don't know what the fuck that even means.
RNC, it's easy as 1, 2, 3.
What are you addressing me as right now?
You're a victim of a
my
psyop.
School fucking failed me.
Well, I was
your
no,
school failed
that
you. All the left-leaning social media failed you.
I'm saying you're the top level of the Republican Party.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Who's that actually right now?
Eric Trump's wife and someone else.
Do I look like her?
No.
Okay, well then.
Well, I don't know. All girls look alike, kind of like Chinese people. Yeah.
You know how it'd be long hair.
Yeah, they all have long hair and they're all like.
Some of them look.
They're
like
all rollerblading and shit.
Some of them have like pixie cuts.
They got makeup on and shit.
Yeah, Tilda Swinton.
Yeah, I think all girls are exactly the same. Long hair, they wear makeup, and they're rollerblading.
What's your opinion on girls
and they,
that
and they,
go to
and they
raves.
Chew gum in the microphone?
Or girls that
yeah, I can
take
keep
a
doing
bunch
it.
Of Molly at a festival. Do you do that?
I don't do Molly. I feel like I'd get, like, I don't do pills because I feel like I just get way too ham.
Dr. Pill. You know, Dr. Pill.
Like, I want to be one of those. I'm actually the reason that this girl stopped doing Adderall, which is pretty bad to know. She told me on accident. Thank you. Inspiration.
I did Molly at a concert. I had sex with a girl named Molly in a porta potty in Lollapalooza.
Okay.
Yeah. Claim to fame.
I did Molly.
Amazing.
You can go. You could find it. You wrote in the.
Are you in love, or was it just like a situation?
It was purely animalistic lust.
Yeah, it was lust.
You gotta call that number.
It was in the pristine porta potty.
The Jesus number. You know what I'm talking about?
What's that?
Where it's like 883 dash truth.
I used to argue with those people. Truth Social. That's the phone number.
When there would be a guy like yelling about Jesus in public when I was a kid, I would like stand there and like debate with them, and I'd be like,
oh,
"You have no evidence of." I don't know why. I would be like arguing with, like, logic points to like.
did the guy win? Was he? Did he Charlie Kirk you?
I think we did change each other's opinion.
I don't think you changed his opinion if he's going on campus to preach.
Oh, you guys got to do that. You guys got to have like a booth outside and just start yelling all of your fucking conspiracy theories
out.
It's
like, I'm level 5, change my mind.
So people change.
Level, no one's going to get, like, that's too niche. But like, you know.
No, this.
Let's see, we make it the zeitgeist by just saying it over and over.
We've created
eventually
a
everyone will know level 5.
Yeah,
are you banning zeitgeist?
I don't even know what zeitgeist is. I'm pretty sure that bad comedy. If you're a regular bad comedy listener, you're in a new zeitgeist.
And you're a baddie.
That's another word that's going away, by the way. So use it while you can.
God bless. Yeah. I fucking hate that word. Zeitgeist.
It's like Pfizer.
Oh, my goodness gracious. And we're back. Ladies and gentlemen.
Just, like, welcome to Zeitgeist.
I'm trying to just have a good time. You're so good, wholesome time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just don't use
I'm trying to keep
words
this PG. Yeah. Oh, I swore way too much.
Swiss cheese is pretty.
Flipping dang it.
Swiss cheese is pretty wholesome, isn't it?
Yeah, what the heck?
It's pretty.
No!
Swiss cheese is very wholesome.
Fuck!
Nice.
Shit! I keep swearing!
Uh-oh. Do you have Tourette's?
Yeah, do you have Tourette's?
I think I do.
What's your problem?
No, I literally.
What is
I've been starting to tick lately.
What is a woman?
You want to talk about TikTok.
A woman is. Hashtag dove.
That's not an answer.
No, this is actually maybe the best answer so far.
Hashtag dead ass.
Keep more hashtags. Hashtag dog.
Yeah, if they use hashtags, they're a woman.
I used to say hashtag YOLO all the time.
Ooh,
it was ironic.
Oh yeah, same with like your ideologies, right?
I've been yeah. Well, I've been eating iron gummy
it's
bears.
It's ironic, but it's based on truth.
I've been eating iron, truth. Like a lot of iron vitamin gummy bears.
I love how there's just everything in a gummy bear now too. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I get so much that? Fucking magnesium through my gummy bears.
You know that gummy deer if energy drink the other day.
You can become like Magneto. Do you know Magneto?
Yeah, a lot of spoons have been like kind of flying my direction. I don't really know why.
If you take enough magnesium, you can
and the ticks,
you can be kind of like that.
Yeah, that's probably why I'm ticking.
But that's why I'm so ironic is all the iron in my blood.
Yeah, I just have a lot of lead poisoning too.
You're Magneto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get stabbed a lot with pencils? Did you get bullied and people would stab you with pencils in school?
Well, yeah, and they were the like mechanical ones too. I was like, I was born like 10 years ago.
Mechanical pencils, they need to get rid of because that's going to take everyone's jobs because that's like way too sophisticated.
I remember like...
Mechanical pencils? What are we doing next? AI?
I can't hold... Yeah.
What are mechanical pencils?
What's next? Waymo cars?
Taking everybody that works the number two pencil factory's jobs. What's next? AI taking everyone's jobs and universal basic income?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what's next?
Hopefully both.
That's a pretty big leap. Yeah, there's mechanical pencils, and all of a sudden there's AI.
And if we don't get the UBI thing, it will be the greatest depression.
Yeah. Everyone's going to be depressed.
We can't even fathom the inequality of
power. The AI is going to do all the jobs. Everyone's going to be depressed. And be like, here's your money.
There will be eight people with all the technology.
I might work for Amazon.
You should. You could be you could be their mascot. You dress up as an Amazonian, like Wonder Woman. Tesla.
No, I was gonna say like I kind of want to like dress up for their commercials if I ever get like, you know.
You wanna
if they even let me in their warehouse,
delivery
for fuck's
driver
sake.
Commercial.
Yeah.
Kyron Harrell is in all the McDonald's commercials.
I think it's a good idea.
Kyron Harrell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he looks like a guy that would be in McDonald's commercials.
And he was in one.
He'd be like, this burger is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Jason told him he looks like he would be in a McDonald's commercial, and I think he said that he was.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then I saw a McDonald's commercial
that
looked like
kind of a compliment, kind of, sort of.
I don't think so.
Well, they
like, they want to get the most, like...
They want someone that's multicultural. And also,
ethnically ambiguous.
And also,
that's the word.
And also has a smile on their
which
face.
Which is funny because he's just a black guy. Or half black.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
He's really
definitely
pale.
Round down with him.
I don't really talk about race.
I love Kyron Harrell.
I feel like a lot of the black comics in the scene,
Harrell.
They don't accept me as one of their
Harrell.
Own.
Ask him.
I'm starting to get a little ticked off.
That's not funny. That's not funny.
Ask him the question.
Yeah.
I will ask.
What? Oh, what? You hate his culture, so you only ask him.
Ew! Why is that? Ew!
All I'm doing is appropriating. I'm not misappropriating. Mm-hmm. I'm using Kyron's. You know what he says.
I don't. Well, I don't.
Are we
gonna
start talking about Dr. Fauci too? Or
yeah, I got the Fauci ouchie.
The devil.
I almost died of COVID.
We could talk about the doc.
Let's talk about
Dr. Evil, as I call him.
What happens after we die?
He's evil.
I don't know.
Let's talk about that.
It's all gonna crumble.
We got about 2 minutes left. So let's talk about what happens after we die. What do you think?
I heard it's like a DMT trip, and then you just kind of like
keep tripping,
and then you get born again. Apparently,
born again as a Christian.
No, like in like you'd be. I think, like, I believe in multiple lives, I think.
Multiple lives matter.
It is kind of crazy if we're only in
fucking a few dimensions.
Do you
think there's Republicans and Democrats in heaven?
There's Republicans in heaven. Maybe a couple of Democrats.
Oh, brother.
I mean, demo.
Do you think they have SpongeBob episodes in heaven?
Demon.
I want to...
Yeah, SpongeBob is in heaven.
I want to get reincarnated. That was the word you were looking for. The multiple lives
thing.
Thank
you.
Yeah, no problem. We're going to get rid of that word, too, though.
Reincarnated? Why? That's a really gnarly word.
Yeah, gnarly isn't
reborn.
Bad. Isn't like, it's gnarly.
No, this is Patrick.
So,
oh my gosh,
I think that we get. I want to get reincarnated as a dog because you don't have to get a job.
No, because then you're like anxiously attached to someone. You're like, fuck, when is my owner gonna fucking come back?
No,
oh my god!
But then you get really excited when they walk in, and you don't have to get a job. You just kind of sit around, watch TV.
I want to be a cool cat.
I don't want to be a cat.
You can't turn on the TV. I think you forget that we like lose our autonomy as like people once we're reborn. Like whatever animal. This is not funny.
I mean, you'll be born as a like a praying mantis or something.
Why the fuck do people keep saying that shit?
Wait, what?
They keep telling you that?
Wait, if I had literally not...
You're not joking. My sister said the same exact thing. I'm not even fucking with you.
That you're going to be reincarnated as
she's
a praying
like,
mantis?
You look like a praying mantis.
Oh my
I'm
gosh.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
No, there's way more praying mantis looking people like Dan Caz.
It's really just the man sunglasses. These are my dad's.
Were
I stole
you wearing those when she said that?
Probably. Mm. I don't like showing my real eyes.
Why?
I don't know. It's like real it's eyes. Like the windows to the soul.
What color eyes do you have?
So what are you hiding in your soul?
It's like hazel. It changes depending on how I feel.
That sounds demonic.
Cool. Yeah, that is definitely demonic.
Right now, it's kind of like a
definitely
like
gonna have to get
purple.
Do they ever go full black?
No.
We're getting you arrested by the church, by the Catholic Church.
Which one?
The Catholic Church.
Can it be a better one?
Nope. Why? Well, they only like little boys. You're fine. Well, I think that we all go to hell. All dogs go to hell.
Yeah, I think like everyone, like since we created highways and shit, like I think we're going to hell.
Yeah.
I think like we're gonna stop getting reincarnated, to be honest, because like. We're in that era where we're like literally like freaking out about Cyber Monday and shit.
What if it turns out though all the things we think are good, it turns out it was the bad things the whole time. And we're like, fuck.
See, that worries
God
me.
Is like, thank you so much for creating Amazon Prime. Yeah, I've been trying to do that for millennium.
God's cool. He's like, that's sick that you killed people.
Yeah. Ah, tight. Yeah, that was totally the mission. You were right.
Sex wound.
And then people that like were like Christian followed all the rules. He's like, fucking nerd. You're going to hell.
Dumbass.
Yeah.
And then he has the bouncer up in heaven. It's like St. Peter or something.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't make sense. If you go to heaven, you get to do anything you want.
Yeah.
So it's that stuff's probably...
Yeah, like is there a strip club in heaven?
Well,
like,
I think according to Biggie Smalls, he says...
is it heaven?
He said God would probably... If he went, he's talking about if he went to heaven, he said, mm-hmm. God would probably have me on some real strict shit. Uh-huh. No sleeping all day. No getting my dick licked.
Yeah, I think he's too heavy for heaven.
No, I think it's kind of like, I feel like if heaven were to exist, I feel like it would be kind of like Chicago would be like heavily like.
Yeah, well, Biggie didn't want to go to heaven, he said.
Segregated.
He said.
Not really.
He said, hanging with the goody-goodies dressed in white. I like black. He said, fuck that shit. I want to tote guns and shoot dice. So, 'cause that's what you do in hell. You shoot dice, which sounds pretty fun.
No, that's really clever.
And it's warmer down there. It's probably cold as heck up in heaven. That's like wait, that's like in the North Pole.
No, nah, hell is like.
I like saying heck.
Mm-hmm. No, I feel like hell is not that cool.
Sorry,
though.
Can you please call it heck? We don't swear.
H E double hockey stick. I feel like people are like, oh, there's flames and cool canyons, and we could smoke weed and have a lot of sex. No, I feel like hell is like the TSA airport.
Yeah, because
I feel
exactly.
like it's
it should be like a bad DMV.
So I get to stand in line, listen to a podcast on my airport.
Yeah, just hear like a crying baby in the distance. Like,
the sound of crying babies.
Yeah, and then you just get searched 24/7. It's like, no, I don't have anything.
I put on
that sounded German.
I put on like stuff to go to sleep, like the sounds on my phone. It's just crying babies.
No, really I put like the fucking ASMR of cutting soap.
I put babies going like.
I have a 9/11 compilation. It's just 50 different angles.
We should switch places then. Goddamn.
We should go to. Well, I mean, I don't really want to.
I want to live here.
9/11 gives me bad memories.
Oh yeah,
I was there.
Ground Zero.
I was working there. Yeah.
It's tough. It just wasn't that long ago.
No, if you really think about it, time is just a flat circle.
You feel like you were just there
yesterday. I was
working
at Ground One.
That's not funny.
That is funny. Why is that? That is level five.
Because Ground Zero was...
not funny to Mac.
Not funny at all. It's personal to me.
Ooh.
P. Diddy.
Yeah.
Worked with him.
P. Diddy.
I'm grounded, I guess.
Nice.
I worked with P. Diddy and Dow Jones at the 9/11.
I was trying to think of like the people that jumped and making that somehow Ground Zero. They were grounded.
Yeah.
They didn't jump and then.
Well, they landed.
There was way too much of a stretch.
You're not Pete Davidson. You can't joke about it.
Yeah. Wait.
That's the only reason he's famous.
Yeah. How many people that jumped thought they would land it?
I know. You should call their relatives and ask.
This is a question to the public. If you have a family member,
let's do a poll.
Well, yeah. But also, we wouldn't know.
Yes. Let's look at the answers.
Yeah, we'll do a poll
on the board.
We'll do a poll on Patreon for that one, folks. We got to close this one out so my computer can charge a little bit. So, folks, join patreon.com/badcomedy for the good episodes, and then.
This was trash.
Yeah, I mean, on purpose, the normal episodes are bad. The guest episodes is the funniest thing in the whole world. the funniest number one Patreon, they say, in the world, and we're going to win number one podcast at the Gazelles. Because it's going to be too big to rig. So vote for us for the Gazelles. And do you have anything you want to plug, Quinn Shortage?
I'm on one of Grace's shows I totally forgot about.
You're going to watch a show?
No, I'm in
Grace
one of her
Bayless?
Shows. I'm in, yeah.
Which Grace?
Baylor.
Okay, well, there's more than one Grace. The cool. There's Leishman. There's
she's in New York making it.
There's Petra.
I don't know.
Wait, which
I
one?
I don't know that one. Leishman.
Oh, she's like a giant.
Yeah, she's like so funny and famous and like, I don't under, like.
She's not funny.
She's so fun. She's so funny and untouchable and like, she just so like generally like, oh my God, like I just want to be her.
It's like if you just.
Yeah, I want to be her. Like she's on the red carpet every 5 seconds. Oh my God.
It would take you like probably an hour to climb up her because she's a giant.
I feel like it's got to be worth getting to her level, whatever she's done.
I'm so petite. It's getting banned.
A lot of people call her Race Leishman because she's so racist.
Mm-hmm. Why? What'd she say?
That's what I've been hearing in New York. She just says a lot of, you know, that one, that N-word. She says a lot on stage, yeah. In all black rooms.
I heard it's her safe word.
Yeah, she goes under the Bronx.
So just because you're tall doesn't mean you can play basketball.
She thinks that all these
black guys. I hate what I'm becoming. Okay.
No, in comedy it's different. It's a totally different universe than everything else.
It's a different zeitgeist. Dylan, do you have any plugs?
I love electricity. Shout out to electricity.
Okay, and follow me at Comedy Baddie.
It's calming to think about.
Oh, I'm also going to be in a Christmas movie. I don't know when it's coming out. It's called Uncle Santa. It's like a...
Who's shot it? Brad Kaufman?
Fuck. He hates me now.
Who cares?
I do.
You have to let go of that, too.
No, he has, if you
want the honor to be on this podcast,
cool,
you have to cut ties with Brad Kaufman.
He has money.
He has money.
I don't want
no,
it.
No,
my
there
life.
Are so many... No, he spends it. So many fans with money.
He spent it all on likes.
All right. I'm not saying anything. No comment.
Well, we can go through the pattern and do an in-depth analysis.
We're a three-headed
dog. That's really
dog
weird
now.
That you know that.
I just looked at two videos, and then I ended up doing a deep dive, and I was like, this guy's a complete fraud. Anyways, I want to plug Brad Kaufman. Unfollow him.
No.
Unplug him?
No, go watch his movies. Support the craft.
Yeah, check out Stephen. Check out Stephen Haas and Adam Addis having sex in the Zany bathroom. Or check out Stephen Haas's.
Ew, yeah.
I meant check out Stephen Haas's films. His little short movies.
All these people are talented and offer things, and that doesn't mean they're perfect, and we can't make fun of them.
Ham talent, too. He's
a ham talent.
He's not ugly at all. All right, folks. Hey, the folks. Inside. Thanks for listening. You've been a real bullet.
Son of a gun. My dad is a gun.
I was trying to think of something bullet, something cool to say.
Yeah,
though.
You're real.
Thanks for giving us.
Well, you shot
thanks
that.
Thanks for giving us a shot.
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah.
Kill me.
And we
and put a
bullseye,
bullet in my mouth.
A bullseye episode. And join patreon.com/badcomedy for more. Not for more. For the good stuff.
Should I sing?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh.
Sing.